following Pella's 68-54 sub-state semifinals win over Bondurant Farrar. Here with one of the five senior leaders of this team, it's Preston Rowe following a 10-point performance. Had you for 3 steals, 5 rebounds. Preston, this is a kind of gut-check game, right? You knew that Bondurant has state tournament talent. They're an excellent group of athletes out there on the floor, and you guys battled hard and had a great second half to pull away. Your thoughts about what it means to be surviving and advancing in the game you guys played here tonight?
Yeah, for sure. Bondurant is a really good team, and they strive off runs and energy. And they had a couple runs that they got some energy and got some momentum. But our team, all of our guys pulled together, and we played well and responded to those runs. And yeah, the Bondurant, we went back and forth with them all summer, and it was good gut check.
Well, and how critical do you think in this game was your guys' experience versus them? And they're a great team, but a lot of juniors and sophomores that they play who have not been on this kind of tournament run before. How much do you think you guys leaned on the fact that you've been there, done that, and how did that help you in those tense moments, like when you're down by 4 in the third quarter or where they have that 5-point play? How much do you think your guys' experience plays into the success you had?
Yeah, it was super important for our experience and everything because, like, we knew how to respond to those runs, and with all five of us starters being seniors and playing last year, we knew what we needed to do and to pull out the W.
I know for you it's been a battle of foul trouble some nights where you haven't been able to get it going, but when you have a couple steals, a lot of rebounds, and obviously you're a team that doesn't have a ton of size, so you've had to kind of take that lunch pail mentality and be that physical presence, especially when Parker goes off the floor in foul trouble. You know, what was going through your mind after Parker gets 2 and then 3 fouls, and then how did you feel like you had to step up, especially the way you did in the second half, fighting for rebounds and getting some of those big steals, and then that huge 3-pointer that probably iced the game?
Yeah, I think really it's just more like we needed energy still. Like, they were going on a run and we needed energy, and like Parker was getting a bunch of rebounds, Carl was getting a bunch of rebounds, Keegan was getting a bunch of rebounds, and then once Parker comes off the floor, you know, he's athletic, he gets a bunch of rebounds, deflections, and everything, so we just needed to get more and just keep their size off the board, so we just had to go in and be physical and knock them out of the paint.
Well, and tell me what it's like to go through those big runs, because you've had that lately. I mean, you've had really, it feels like the second quarter almost has been a problem for your team. I don't want to say problem, but obviously where you're not at your best. I've been here from Mount Pleasant, saw it against Carlisle. What has been the difference in those third quarter runs, and what's it like to be a part of those?
Well, coach always tells us the first 4 minutes are super important, especially coming out at second half, and so we just need to regroup, and we just need to keep the energy all the way till the half, and it's been good for third quarter because we've just came out hot, and big runs are super fun always. If everyone's hitting their shots, Noah's hitting their shots, Keegs hitting their shots, Carl, Parker's getting to the lane, it's always super fun, and then we get some stops on the defensive end, so.
Well, you've had a couple lulls this season, obviously early in the year, then that Newton stretch where you lost, I think, 3 of 4 games at one point. What has been different for this team, and what do you think has been clicking since then? Because, again, it still feels like your best basketball is in front of you, but here tonight, outside of maybe that stretch in the second quarter, you played 3 of maybe 4 of your best quarters of basketball. What has been the biggest difference from where you were at that low point in the season to now as you're trying to peak going into the tournament?
Yeah, basketball is all about that. It's a long season, and so there's some low points in seasons. Like, obviously, you don't want to have them, but they happen to every team. And so now we're just finally hitting our stride. And, you know, our ceiling is still way up there. We're not there yet. And hopefully we get there by the end of the season. I'm sure we will with the group of guys we have and group of guys on our team. So,
unfinished business coming up on Monday. Winterset plays an extended zone. They come out of this conference. They won this conference with Bondurant Farrar. What do you think it's going to take for you to make it a third straight trip to state for this team?
I think it's really about staying poised, you know, when they come out. And if they try and trap us, we just got to stay poised with the ball, not turn it over, limit turnovers, rebound the basketball, and defend on the other end. And if we can do that, we should be in good seat.
And now one aside, and I know that we'll probably talk a little bit more about this later this spring, but it was announced that you're in the Shrine Bowl. Obviously a great tradition here at Pella High School. Some of Iowa High School's best seniors are going to be playing up at the Unidome coming up in July. What does it mean to be selected and to carry on that tradition?
I'm super honored to be a part of it. And I know it's, I'm super excited. And I can't wait for it coming up. And it's a big honor, and I'm very happy.
Well, and you're going to be playing football in college. There's a charitable element to it.
Yep.
I mean, football is your number one sport. Obviously, you're loving this team and this run, but how special is it for you to have that chance to play the game you love one more time in the Pella uniform, which is never a guarantee, obviously, after your season ended? And what does it mean to be able to do so for a great charitable cause, too?
Yeah, it's super awesome. I mean, Pella uniform is so cool to put on, and it's super awesome. And obviously, the Shriners are super, you know, charitable, and it's awesome what they're doing. And I'm super honored to be a part of it.
Hey, you got to find Preston Rowe, get him for some donations to the Shriners Hospital.
Yes, sir.
It's Shrine Bowl 2022 roster member, a senior of the Pella boys basketball team heading to Substate. Preston Rowe joining us here following a big win over Bondurant for our 68-54. Preston, it's been so much fun to watch you both playing football and now obviously basketball. And, hey, let's get a few more games in, shall we?
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.